Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Home Service Pro Podcast. I'm here with Tony Chiarello with Byers Home Inspections. Tony, welcome to the show. Thanks for being on.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, of course. So we were talking a little bit off air, but tell everyone, where are you based out of? What do you do? How did you get into this?
Well, I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona. Okay. I do home inspections, apartments, condos, mobile homes. I've been doing this for about 7 years now.
Okay.
It's really fun. It could be really fun, and it could be pretty stressful as well, you know. So,
yeah,
it's one of those. It's a real happy time, you know, mm-hmm. for everyone, the buyer, the seller, the agents, everybody's happy. But it can be pretty stressful as well. Sometimes yeah. people come to hear my findings, and I can just see they're just stressed out, you know. This is like the biggest purchase they ever made in their life. And, you know, it's fun to be a part of it, but there's a little pressure as well right. on my end, you know. When I leave the property, I just say, oh, my gosh, I hope everything works out well for these people, you know.
Yeah.
So it's really fun.
Yeah. So what did you do? You said you've been doing this for, you know, 7, 8 years here. What did you do before you were inspecting homes?
Well, I got a pretty long life story.
Sure.
But, I was involved in the home building business.
Okay.
And I was custom home builder for I built quite a few big homes. Where we are here in Arizona, mm-hmm. there's a place called Cave Creek, which is pretty exclusive area. And I built most of my homes up in that area, all really big, expensive homes.
Okay.
So, and that was really, really fun too. That was one of the best jobs I ever had. Building was just really a lot of fun.
Yeah. And so why'd you get out of that?
I got old. Like, you know, at the end of the day, I'd come home, I'd be beat up because I'm a working kind of guy.
Sure.
One of my things when I was building, I was the general contractor. So as a general rule, we don't carry wood or bang nails.
Sure.
But in my position, I felt obligated to do those things.
Yeah.
And I would come home and, you know, we're making money and everything was good, but I was getting beat up to death.
Sure.
I said, you know what? And then we had some building problems here in the state of Arizona. We had a real estate crash. We lost some properties. A lot of the labor force was affected. And it got to be pretty stressful. And it turned from being fun to being pretty stressful. So
right.
I decided, you know, I said, listen, I want to do something in this business, in this industry. And, the home inspection industry looked pretty good. And I investigated, I went through all the education and did all my training. And
yeah.
then when I finally started to do home inspections, it was really fun. I really, really liked it. And I still do like it to this day. I look forward to it. So,
yeah, it's not as physically demanding. And then, you know, and for you, you know, going from the construction side, and even if you were the general contractor, sounds like you're a busybody. So you were overdoing it on these jobs, probably a lot more fun just to share all the knowledge that you gained, both from the building side and also the training that you went through for home inspection.
Well, you know, Daniel, sometimes it's really frustrating because as a home inspector, we have so many restrictions of what we can do and what we can't do.
Sure.
So when I go into a home, I'm not supposed to touch anything. My inspection is strictly a visual inspection. All I'm doing is looking.
Right.
So if I find something, I note it, I put it in my report, said I noticed this at this place, I recommend that you have an electrician come and confirm what I think I see. So
right
now, I'm not an electrician. Yeah. I'm not a plumber. I'm not a carpenter, and I'm not a roof guy. So I can't really comment on the technical parts of electrical or plumbing.
Yeah.
If I see something, the only thing I could really do is make a recommendation that you have a plumber come.
Sure.
A plumber has to come to verify what I think I see.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I go into a home and listen, I know what's in the ceiling.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't see it. So I can't say if it's good, bad, or indifferent. So it's a little frustrating on those lines. And one of my favorite lines that I use with my clients is, I can't walk on water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have a red S on under my shirt. I don't have X-ray vision. I can't see inside the walls or the cement. And mm-hmm. I certainly have a hard time with telling you the future, whether it's tomorrow, next week, or next year.
Right.
So that's a little frustrating,
mm-hmm.
but all in all, very good thing.
Yeah. Do you, you know, if you're not allowed to like touch it, like, are you not allowed to go into the attic? Like, are you not allowed to like?
No. We're a good portion of the, my inspections that I do are occupied residents.
Okay.
So when you arrive to the home, there's furnishings, couches, beds, rugs on the floor. All the cabinets are full of dishes, glasses, cups. All the whole, you know, the clothes closets are full. So I can't really see everything.
Hmm.
And I don't touch anything. That's everybody, you know, that's someone's personal home. I have to be really careful that I don't damage anything.
Right.
So the only thing that I do take apart physically is the electric panel.
No.
I'll go to the electric panel, examine the panel, take the cover off, look at all the wiring, make sure if there's no potential shorts or corrosion going on. Size of the wire matches the breaker. That's the only thing that I quote unquote take apart.
Sure. And is that a requirement of Arizona, or is that a restrictions in Arizona? Because I haven't heard of home inspectors not being allowed to go up in the attic or things like that.
No, I go up in the attic. I go on the roof. When I go up in the attic, once again, it's just visual. All I'm doing is looking at the insulation, the type of insulation that's there. If it's a sufficient amount of insulation,
sure.
Then I'm trying to look at all the trusses that are in the attic that are holding up the roof. So I try my best to see as much as I can. But when I go in the attic, we don't go trouncing through the attic. Most of our inspection is done from the entrance to the attic, where sure. We try to get a best view as possible. But all in all, we don't go trouncing through the attic. No. But listen, here in Arizona, we have a board of technical registration, and we have a report format that we have to follow.
Okay.
And there's certain things that we have to do, and certain things that we shouldn't do. So sometimes it's a little frustrating, you know. If I come to a home that has, that's a two-story house, and the roof is, you know, 35 feet off the ground, I don't have the equipment to get up on that roof. I only use a 16-foot ladder. That's the maximum that we can use. So the only thing I can tell my client is, you know, the home is 25 years old. You're entering the last portions of its expected life. I would highly recommend that you have a roof guy come and take a look at it. Because even if I do get up on the roof, I don't touch, I can't remove tiles.
Right.
I can't do anything physical to look at what's going on with the roof. So that's a little frustrating sometimes.
Right.
But other than that, no, it's a pretty good gig, man.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit, what have you done to grow? Like, how are you growing your business? How are you getting leads right now? Is it all from previous relationships? Are you running ads? Are you networking with realtors? But like, how are people hearing about you?
Yeah, in our business, it's a little funny because most of our business comes from the referring agent,
sure.
the buyer's real estate agent. Now, what's supposed to happen is their real estate agent is supposed to give them three names, and then the client is the one to decide who they want to pick for their home inspection.
Got it.
Whether they give me a phone call, they go on my website, or they speak to a past client. That's pretty much the only way that we can get business. There's really no advertising avenue because sure. the realtors, they can't give their, or they're not supposed to give their client my card and say, call this guy.
Sure.
So it's sort of a conflict of interest on their end. And as far as advertising, there's really no median to target because I can't target realtors.
Right.
And the buying public, where would you advertise for someone that's looking for a home inspection? So it's a little frustrating, but all of my business comes from referring realtors. I have probably 25 or 30 realtors that I work with
mm-hmm.
over the course of my career. And they know me, I know them, they know my style. So.
Right. Huh. Got it. So that's good. And, so what's your long-term plan with the business? Like, how long are you going to be, you're just a busybody, you're going to continue working forever? Do you want to sell the business? Do you want to have someone take it over?
Well, you know, the determining factor for me will be when I can't get up on the roof anymore.
Okay.
If I get up on the roof of a single story house and I feel uncomfortable, that's when I stop.
Sure.
But right now, I'm sort of older guy. I'm going to be 70 years old. So I want to try to have some type of retirement in yep. my life.
Yeah.
Right now, I if I can do two or three in a week, I'm a happy guy.
Okay.
It supplies me with an income that's reasonable. And then I still get to spend 4 days at home.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds pretty nice.
Oh, yeah. No. At some point in the near future, I think I'm going to hang up my tool belt, so to speak.
Yeah, for sure. So then what are you going to do? What's the plan from there? Are you going to travel?
You know what? I really used to enjoy to travel, but in the past few times I've traveled, it's become so frustrating and annoying to travel these days.
Right.
And let me tell you, where I live in Scottsdale, Arizona. I don't really need to go anywhere.
Yeah.
To be quite honest with you.
You live where everyone else vacations.
Yeah, no, I live in a beautiful home in a beautiful area. So
yeah,
it's a pretty good deal.
Perfect. Well, that's good. Yeah. So sounds like you've got everything pretty much figured out, Tony. I am curious to know what, did your building, when you were a general contractor, did that business just dissolve, or what did you do with that business?
Well, we had some bad time here.
Mm-hmm.
In 2009 and 2010.
Yep.
And I was building three homes at the time. Dude, it was unbelievable how it just stopped.
Yeah.
One day it was like somebody flipped a switch. Everything stopped. Nobody right. was coming anymore. I got stuck with two homes, and they were $2 million properties.
Wow.
I literally had to give the keys back to the bank.
Yeah.
So we made a lot of money, but we got hit pretty hard on that.
Right.
So I was out of that, and I said I wanted to stay in the building industry, and I was looking at the home inspection, and it was a pretty good fit for me. So sure.
Yeah. Do you see any similarities in today, 2024 compared to that time, or is it different?
What, as far as the housing industry itself?
Yeah, like in the housing and the economy,
dude, let me tell you, right now it's the worst that I have ever seen it in my career. Today is the real estate market has gotten unbelievable. I can't believe how much money these houses cost. Dude, I did a house last week. It was a nice little place. It was 1,200 square feet, small little house. It was $510,000.
Yeah.
How is the average young guy going to be able to get into a place like that?
Right.
So that, number one. Number two, and then the interest rates. Now, historically, the interest rates have been in the 5 or 6% range. But when you take a 6% mortgage on a $100,000 loan, you could make the payment.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to take a 6% mortgage on a $400,000 loan, you're priced out of the market.
Right.
It's just unaffordable.
Yeah.
So people aren't selling. People aren't buying.
Right.
We'll see what happens. I think it's just of what's going on in our country now. It's just really terrible things that are happening that hopefully they get turned around and things get back in better shape.
Yeah. Yeah, I think with it being an election year, I think that's, a lot of people are skeptical, and no matter what side, or if you're in the middle or whatever, wherever you're at, people are like, there's just uncertainty on where things are going to go. And I mean, there's always uncertainty. So it kind of depends on what information you want to feed yourself and all that stuff. And, people are, the news really wants you to believe the world is kind of always coming to an end. So you watch the news more, but yeah, it is very interesting. And I think, if you're in it for the long term, like anytime I'm talking to someone about my business strategies, I'm like, I'm just trying to get rich really slow. Like, I'm invested in short-term rentals. My company, I'm very happy if we grow 15 to 20% a year, very happy with that. We're all about reoccurring revenue. I pay a lot every month in mortgages, but for the most part, I have renters paying down equity. I'm just trying to be a multimillionaire by the time I retire based on equity in my businesses and real estate. And I'm not trying to get rich quick. I'm not trying to do this by the time I'm, next summer. This is like a, 10, 15, 20 year plan. And if you look that far out, everything usually is just fine. And there's going to be tight times where if you're living week to week or month to month on your payments, it might be really, really stressful. And so that's where, if you just try to get rich slow, it seems like these scary times or whatever, on certain times of uncertainty, it's not as bad. It's a little bit better. But what I have found is the people who are willing to work and put forth an effort and put their boots on in the morning, they're usually just fine. Like, luck seems to reward those that work hard. So that's been an interesting thing that I've seen just in my short time.
Well, you're still a young guy, dude.
Yeah.
You got a lot of work ahead of you, Buster.
Oh, yeah. A lot of runway.
Listen, I've been there, done that. Okay. Yeah. I could write a book about the stuff that I've done in my life
right.
to get to where I am.
Yeah.
I'm not a rich guy, but I'm not broke.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in a position right now that I'm very happy with where I am. I work because I want to.
Yep. For sure. Awesome. Well, Tony, we'll wrap it up here. If people want to get a hold of you, you know, we have your website here. That's, you know, it's Byers, HIS for buyershomeinspections.com. Is there any other different way for people to get a hold of you?
Well, obviously I got my phone, 602-999-1828. I'm available, you know, you can go to my website. You can order an inspection on the website. You can give me a call. Listen, my claim to fame, Daniel, is I'm a keep it simple, stupid. I'm a KISS guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep it simple. When I was going through my training to get into the building inspector's business, there were so many guys, they just are like wannabe engineers.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, when I do a report, I try to speak in plain English. Mm. I don't use 13 letter words. I'm trying to speak in language that everybody understands.
Right.
And in my experience, it just eliminates some of the tension that's involved. Listen, I'm not there to show people how much I know about building. Okay. I'm there to communicate with them the condition of the property and if it's reasonably safe to be in for their family.
Sure.
So it's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, that's perfect. Awesome, Tony. Well, thank you very much for being on the Home Service Pro podcast. For the listeners, if you're looking for a great, simple, honest home inspection in the Scottsdale, Arizona area, Tony's your guy to call. Tony, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you, Daniel. It's my pleasure. My pleasure to meet you. And good luck to you and your success, my friend.
Thank you.